Drowning in a honey-do list that's driving you crazy? Let Rosie and Romy cut that list down to size. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
And welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House, where we have several people on hold trying to get in to ask the question about the project they're trying to get done around their house. And we're going to go to David in Surprise. And sometimes Jennifer is fielding so many phone calls at one time, she's not real good about checking her spelling. So we have no idea, David, what it is you want to talk about. It looks like a Slef miscerating toilet.
Yeah, I'm actually looking to add two bathrooms to my home without going through the concrete. So I've been researching the using the macerating toilets instead, and just wanted to see if you have any opinion on those. It's not real common out here in Arizona, obviously.
No. Are you sure they're city code approved in Surprise?
To be honest, I didn't even think of checking that.
Let's check their... First, where are you going to dispose the Slef macerating toilet?
It's a self macerating. It still ends up in the sewer line. It just it pumps it out, macerates it,
yes.
Pumps it out,
yes.
Into and hits a current vent line in the system, and then goes back down the natural sewer line.
Yeah.
Wait. You tie it into the vent?
Yeah. Well, the vent does tie into the sewer.
Right.
Any other toilet that vents up is from the disposal line.
Just make sure you connect that on a downward angle, not up.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, these self-macerating toilets, they got a like a 25-foot head height push on them.
Yes,
they
yes.
Self-activate when you flush it.
David, you've hit me with a topic I'm afraid I don't know. I have never, ever installed one. We have installed macerating stations on hillside homes that we've built where everything drains those large tanks, macerates, and then pumps it uphill so that it can fall back down to the city-supplied sewer facility.
And I don't know if it's something recent or, you know, advertising knows that I'm thinking about it, because now I see the commercials everywhere for a company called Sandy Flow, and that's the main distributor of them. And I guess it's been pretty common for basements, which would make sense.
Yes, it would make sense.
They're definitely not cheap, but it's a lot cheaper than going through a post-tension slab correctly.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
And you're adding two, so, I mean, we've still got to deal with water lines in there.
Yeah, we could
do
that
above grade.
Yeah, but
water lines, I can go up above and down the wall.
Yeah. Right.
And you are going to add these bathrooms on top of the existing post-tension slab. You're not making a room addition outside.
No. Okay. I'm reconfiguring the inside of the house to give my kids their own bathroom.
Interesting. I could actually use this on a project that we're working with a particular family on. So you may have helped me out as well. But, David, let's start with the City of Surprise Building Department, and let's make sure they're going to be okay with us installing these, and they're not going to have a problem. They may want some spec sheets. They may want some cut sheets. They may want some engineering sheets for the manufacturer. Take a look at that and go from there, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
Okay, man. You keep me posted. She actually did better on that spelling than we thought she did. I had no idea what she was talking about. But that's what we do here at Rosie on the House. We take your calls, answer your questions, and send you down the road with absolutely the best answer or the best, or pair you up with the best expert we know.
I don't know how long he's planning on staying there. I think that would be a hard sell on a resale. There's two houses on the same block, and you had one that kind of had these, I won't say makeshift solutions, because he's not cutting into the concrete, but I'm going to say that's probably going to be a hard resell.
Ah, okay. All right. I don't know. If it's 15 years down the road and he never had a problem with it.
Would you buy a self-masquerading toilet if you've never had one before.
A self-masquerading toilet. Well, they do. I know a lot of contractors in the Midwest and the East that install them all the time in basements.
Yeah.
When you're trying to finish out a basement.
Sure.
Because what else do you do? How else do you dispose of that?
They have them on Bubba's property because he's too close to the river. They're not allowed to put septics in,
right?
So they have to do it that way. But
so
I'm gonna say that's probably gonna add a difficult.
Stay open minded.
You see how much people spend on commodes?
Yeah. Oh yeah, baby. That's right. That's right. All right, folks. When we get back, we're actually going back into a little bit of a garden segment at 10 o'clock. Plants that do too well in Arizona, and what you have to do to maybe get rid of them.